It's time to take a look at greyhound racing this week. We're talking greyhounds. Simon Harrison with you. Mark Duclos, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Simon.
First of all, Duke, a big night at Sandown tomorrow with heats at the Sapphire Crown as well as the Sandown Cup and the Harrison Dawson.
Yeah, we've got 12 events on the card. 11 of those events are heats of Group 1 races. And we'll take a look at some of these races on Talking Greyhounds. And the Sapphire Crown kicks off proceedings. We've got four heats. They are races 1, 4, 9 and 11. In the first of the heats, Pepper Fire looks well drawn off the inside. In heat number 2, which is race 4, looks a match race here between Striker Light and Fabric Owl. They've drawn boxes 7 and 6 respectively. In the third of the heats, race number 9, I thought Shimmer Song and Uphill Jewel will find it out here. Boxes 5 and 8, they're both class greyhounds. And race 11 is a really open race. I'm going to go with a bit of value here. I've tipped a dog by the name of She's Got Grace, who's drawn box 7. Currently around the $7.50, $8 mark with tab.com.au. Just think she may be able to sneak a break on these. She's pretty well drawn out in 7 in the sense that she's got slow beginners drawn either side of her. So as far as the Sapphire Crown is concerned, in the last seat, I'm going to go with She's Got Grace.
Having a look at a few of the Sandown Cup heats and some pretty strong races here. Trip to Eden, Burn One Down appear in a few of those.
Yeah, we've got four heats of the Sandown Cup. Of course, this is the richest staying race in the world, Simon. And the first of those heats, I think Bogey Beckham can win, which is race number 3. He's been racing well in his home state of South Australia in recent times. In race number 5, I've tipped a dog by the name of Midnight Elsa. She's only had 4 starts for 3 wins. She comes up against a triple Group 1 winner in Banner Bale, but I know that Jason Thompson has got a massive opinion of Midnight Elsa. She's drawn a box number 4 in race 5. Tipping another Thompson-trained runner in race 7, and that is Burn One Down. He was brilliant last week, winning the Group 3 race callers over the 595 metres. And I'm going to finish with yet again another Thompson runner in race 8, number 2, Trip to Eden. So we've got 4 heats of the Sandown Cup. The other feature race, of course, to be staged is the Harrison Dawson. Only 3 heats of this over the 515. In race number 2, Aston DB, who won his match race with his last start there last Thursday evening. Here's the on-top tip from box number 5. Go down to race number 6 and Bewildering, who won the Speed Star last week. He's drawn box 1. He will be definitely the testing material. And in race 10 on the card, I'm going to put number 4, Lucky Chap, on top for Anthony Azzopardi. Hasn't officially had a start at the track, but I know that it's trial there. And Anthony is really bullish about his chances. I'll tell you one thing, Simon. I'm tipping a big night for Jason Thompson and Shona Thompson yet again at Sandown Park on Thursday night.
Okay, well, let's head across to Friday night, Duke, and the semi-finals on for the Riches at Richmond.
Yeah, they are. This is the Riches provincial purse on offer, $100,000 to the final winner. Of course, we've got 4 semis this week. First and second go through. Mr. Twister in the first of the semi-finals, race 2. He's drawn box 8. He's $1.55. He should be winning. He set the time standard here last week, running 30 and 50. Fast Times, trained by Tony Brett in race 4, the second semi-final. He's drawn box 2. He ran 30 and 56. He only needs luck in running to win. The third semi-final, by far the most open. Not a single heat winner engaged. Not a single greyhound who's actually broken 31 seconds at Richmond is engaged. The favourite odds on is number 2, Bronze Gambler, at $1.90. And in the last semi-final, I thought Kong was really good last week. The only concern for me is he moves from box 8 to box number 2. But he was a 30 and 81 winner last week. And if he gets a bit of clear running in the early stages, the $2.80 looks very juicy.
And across to Saturday night, Duke, in the West, we've got the Derby final on at Cannington, where Quick Jagger's drawn box 6 and with the tab fixed odds, the $2.40 favourite.
He's one of the real boom greyhounds in Australia at the moment, Simon. He ran absolutely airborne time 2 starts back, 29.29, to set new track record figures. He's either broken or set new track record figures 3 times there at Kennington. The only concern with Quick Jagger is he's not a brilliant beginner, but like a couple of other greyhounds racing, if he gets that little bit of room to move in the early stages and is allowed to balance up, by golly, he's got a motor on him. He's drawn box 6, as you said. He's $2.40. He's got a good beginner in Sassy Ginger drawn inside of him. I think that's going to help him on Saturday night. Max Proffitt, second pick in the market, drawn box 7 at $3.60. And Vanderwolf off the inside at $4.40. But there's a massive wrap on this greyhound. I can't wait to see him get out of the sprint, up into the middle distance, and hopefully to the long distance. he could be the next superstar in Australia.
Okay, quick jagger there. That's in the Derby final, and they've got heats for the Oaks on Saturday night as well in Perth?
Yeah, they sure have. They've got four heats for the Oaks. West on Maisie, the favourite, in race two from box one at $1.80. Box seven in race three, Lenny Senko is the favourite at $2. Race four, the third heat at the Oaks, and Art Nouveau is the favourite from box two at $1.60. And the first leg of the quaddie rounds out the last heat of the Oaks, and Miss America at $2.90. I think she was really well drawn here from the inside draw, and I think she's probably one of the better bets of the night at Kennington.
Anything else on the news front, Mark, before we wrap it up?
No, we're just charging into this Sandown Cup Carnival. Of course, we're into night two on Thursday evening, and then we've got a big week next week time because on the Thursday night we've got three Group 1 finals at Sandown Park, the Harrison Dawson, the Sapphire Crown and the Sandown Cup, and then we back up 24 hours later at Richmond for the $100,000 to the winner, Richmond Riches Puppy Classic. So I'm really looking forward to the next 8 or 9 days of greyhound racing.
And you'll be on At the Boxes tonight from 6 o'clock on Sky 2.
Sure will. Mick Floyd from Sandown Park will join me. We'll take an in-depth look at the Sandown car. Timmy Newbold will be along to preview the four semi-finals of the Richmond Riches at Richmond on Friday evening.
Thanks very much for your time, Jake.
Cheers, Simon.